Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Shalom, 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 everyone. This is Shaina. First day of the week again, man. These weeks is rolling by fast. Woo! How is everybody doing today? Hope everyone is well. All praise to the Most High, y'all. Working one day at a time. Here we go. Let's see. I don't have a whole lot today. I mean, I've been looking on the news, and where do you start? Because there's stuff going on everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't know what to say. I just have nothing in particular to talk about except for the economy and, you know. And then here we go. Did anybody ever find out what happened to Kim Jong-un? Is he alive? Do anybody know anything? You know, what's going on with him? Is Brother Donnie out here today? Oh, there you go. I knew he knew. Shalom, Brother Donia. How are you today?
Shalom, Sister Yaina. Shalom, family. How are you?
Oh, it's another day, beautiful day. You know, we made it to another week, another Sabbath.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you mentioned Kim, whatever his name is, I just heard that he's in hiding trying to duck so that he don't catch the flu. That violence. That's what I heard.
Oh, because they even came up with all kind of excuses, but ain't nobody seen him.
No, nobody seen him, and that's the least of our worries.
What's going on now? Tell me what's happening.
No, ain't nothing really happening. It's just that it's gonna be a follow up on this pandemic with something else. You understand? I heard y'all mention about the food industry is gonna be you know, those type of things, man. You know, you understand? Remember now, there was certain plagues in Egypt that wasn't that just brings about another plague.
Yeah.
You know,
it's some serious stuff going on.
So I look down that road right there. We're not in no control over anything but what we do.
No.
As a person.
No.
And as a family and as a community. That's all we're responsible for. You understand? And there's no answer that we can come up with. We know the answer is that this stuff got to happen. We know that this stuff got to fall. You know, this is the way it's got to come out now. You understand? So, just sit back.
Does it make you nervous?
Well, I mean, you know, a little anxiety at certain times, but I have to look at the big picture.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that I can do about it at all. You understand? And as long as I try to do the right thing with my family and friends and everybody, you understand, and give God the glory, I can't worry about it.
No, you can't. You can't. But it causes a little bit of anxiety because of it all being thrown on you at the same time.
Well, see, not really, because see, like I said, if we looked at the scripture and watching this stuff unfold, this is all prophecy. This got to happen. You understand? And there's nothing that you can do about it. You might as well sit back and relax. Do what you can do to save your family. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. Wow. Yeah, that's true. Hold on, let me get the mic open. Eric Cole 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, I was just sitting on the net, and Massachusetts, where the rich, wealthy people, some of them are, they're now getting kicked of the COVID, and it's increasing.
Okay.
Which is, you know, for them unusual, because normally they kind of isolated from most things, but COVID is making its rounds there too.
Yeah.
And you wonder how, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, unless it's airborne, you know, with all of the stuff that's been going on and all the information that they have given out and all the precautions that they have made, how is this stuff managing to infiltrate communities and isolated communities where nobody's at and people don't travel. It's just, I don't know. It just don't make sense.
Well,
it just really doesn't.
It only takes one. One person infects another person, and that person will be around other people, and that's how it spreads. You understand? I mean, that's how it appears to me that it spreads. It ain't airborne out yet. They have not said that. You understand what I'm saying? They said that if you're in a company of about six people, you understand, and the quarters are very close, you understand, then it becomes, and then it's in the air. If somebody got the virus, you understand, he can spill it out in the air, and a few people might get sick, and it might be contaminated. You understand? You got to look at the realism of it, man. This is the hand of the Almighty. This is all over the earth. Everybody's affected by this. You understand? You know, so I mean, and now they have not got the proper test and going around. You know, they say they got this test, that test, You understand? But they ain't sure on none of that stuff. They don't have no vaccine. You understand? They saying if they get one, it's gonna be a year down the road.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to say.
Trusting the Almighty, sister. That's all we got. We ain't got nothing. If you think that for one iota that this thing gonna bounce back, you understand? You know, I think you get the wrong thoughts. You need to think again.
Well, I don't think it's gonna bounce back. I really don't think it's gonna bounce back at all. I don't have that expectation at all. You know, it's just, you know, you brace yourself and you get ready for whatever's coming next. But I don't think we're gonna bounce back, not to where we was. I don't think we'll ever go back to that normal because too much has happened. And see, the thing is, the dangerous thing, like I said yesterday about instilling fear. When you start to instill fear, you can't control when it cuts off, you know, because people are worried about their children. They're worried about themselves. They're worried about their elderly family members. They're worried about all those things. Guess what? Insurance premiums done increased. I'm sure because I used to run facilities for elderly people that had Alzheimer's and dementia, and the insurance premiums back then wasn't as bad as they probably are now because they're going to go up on insurance premiums for those facilities that's housing those people. You know, the insurance industry that's handling the death claims and all of the things that's going on, all of this is taking the economy into a tailspin. It's just not going to ever bounce. I think it's going to be worse than 2008. I really do. I think it's going to be way worse than 2008 because it's worldwide. I mean, 2008 affected a lot of different countries as well when the housing bubble burst, but I think this is going to be way worse than 2008 because it's going to touch everything. Because remember, what Obama did was he rolled out the stimulus packages and gave them to the banks to keep the banks above float, and he gave the insurance companies money to keep them above float. But now, you know what I'm saying, they're going to have to give every industry a stimulus package. They're going to have to give one to the airlines. They're going to have to give one to the hospitality. They talking about giving one to the church. Where is all this money coming from?
So the printing press. Where do you think? The federal government.
I mean, that's just printing money.
Say that again?
I said they just
print
money like this.
You know, that brings about depression. That brings about a depression.
Right.
You understand? And it's going to be a terrible, terrible day, sister. You understand? We can't get away from it. I'm sorry to say. You understand? And of course, we want everything to go, you know, and look good, smell good, taste good, but it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you, man, it's not going to happen.
We need to ask for gold for reparations because they'll give you reparations today, and by the time you wake up, the money's worth nothing.
Absolutely. I already said that, man, that, you know, if they was going to give me any money, It had to be in gold, because in gold and silver, you understand? You know, that's what I would like. You understand? But these people ain't gonna do right. That's why this is befalling them, because they're not gonna do right. Let me give you an example of how they can fix this thing. They can stop trying to steal money. You understand? And let the thing and let everybody be about fixing this problem. You understand? The Democrats and Republicans should band together, you understand, and everybody is involved. You understand? You can't tell me that they got to pay for this and pay for that and blah, blah, blah. If this is a crisis, everybody need to band together and fix this thing and get your money off the back end.
Man, it says worst recession since Great Depression on its way. PNC economists say, but nation could bounce back in the second half of the year. I don't see that. I mean, I just don't. Because people, they're not, they holding on to their money. They're not spending it. My advice is pay your bills off. Don't get caught out here with no credit card bills and all that kind of stuff. Pay off your bills. And do the best you can, because this ain't the time. It's just too dangerous. It's too dangerous. It really, really is. To be caught. Let me make an announcement real quick. I'm going to make it today, and then I'm going to make it on Tuesday. May the 6th is our new month. Brother William will be facilitating that on May the 6th, which is Wednesday. We're going to come on the line for our regular class on Wednesday, and then right after the class is over, we're going to bring in the new month, which is a new moon, and it's going to be May the 6th. Which is Wednesday. You guys meet us on our regular line, on our class line where we teach our classes, and we're going to do that on May the 6th. So he's going to facilitate that for us, and we appreciate Brother William doing that for us.
What time?
Right after class. It's probably going to be about 8 o'clock, right after class. Right after class. Hold on. Area code 347, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. I just wanted to wonder if you guys heard that Warren Buffett had sold all of his airline stocks.
Okay.
He had, Forbes was saying top line billionaire investor Warren Buffett, chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, sold shares on Saturdays. All of the company's airline stocks, admitting that he made a mistake and that the coronavirus has changed the business in a very major way. So
I'm like, when he goes out there and does stuff like that. Yep, I see it right here. Yes, ma'am, I sure do.
Yeah. So when
a man like Tim goes public. It says Warren Buffett dumps U.S. airline stocks, saying world has changed over COVID-19.
Yeah, they sold all their positions, United, Airline, American, Southwest, and Delta Airlines, all of it.
Wow.
But, you know, when people like that talk, it just, like, messes up the stock market.
Oh, you better believe it does. You better believe it does. It's just going to get worse. Let me see. It says billionaire investor Warren Buffett, chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, sold all his company airline stock, admitting that he had made a mistake and that coronavirus has changed the business in a very major way. He says Buffett confirmed that he has sold all of his stakes in the four largest airlines, the position in United, American, Southwest, and Delta Airlines were cumulatively worth north of $4 billion. The world has changed for airlines, Buffett says, noting that the industry has really, really hurt by a forced shutdown due to the corona. It says, with the pandemic effectively halting global air travel, U.S. airlines are now receiving portions of $25 billion in federal grants and loans. It says Buffett Berkshire originally invested between $7 billion and $8 billion for large stakes in the major airlines, but the company didn't get anywhere near that in return for its investment. He said, it turns out I was wrong.
Wow.
He said, I don't know that 3 or 4 years from now people will fly as many passenger miles as they did last year. He said, you just got too many planes. So they not, they taking their money out of this stuff. This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly serious. It's got to be I mean, you
yep.
know, it's got to be. Got to be. I mean, they say you can fly for like $30. Man, from here to California, probably for $50. That is critical. Oh, my goodness.
My daughter came to the speak from Las Vegas and brought her son with her, and she only paid $50 round trip.
You know that's bad. You know that's pretty bad. Because they say a lot of the airline pilots have gotten caught the virus. The stewardess have caught the virus.
It's the hand of the Almighty, the creator of all things. This is part of the judgment.
Brother Donnie, you know what's happening for real? This is happening. This is really happening.
Okay.
Man, I mean, you know, when you talk about something for such a long time and it becomes repetitive and it's over and over, people get tired of hearing you. They be like, all y'all talk about is the same thing over and over and over and over again. And sometimes I can take it and sometimes I can't. But guess what? Now it's really happening.
Absolutely. I was just, you know, when I was telling, when we were talking about these things in the past, you know, for the past 6 years, it's just to inform people, to let them know, you understand? I know it sounds repetitive, you understand? But take a look at it. Look where we at now. You understand? This is part of the judgment that the Almighty said that he was going to judge all the nations that held us captive. Don't believe me. Look at it for yourself.
It is critical. This is really, really happening.
And he hastens the time. The times is going by so fast, make your head spin around. I was, you know, I had lost track. Dead of the days.
Man.
The
hotel company.
We got a lot of naysayers, man. I got a brother that I call, you understand, and he's swapping down that this is not the 400 years.
I don't know what it's going to take.
Huh?
I don't know what he needs to see. I don't know what else it's going to take. I don't know what he needs. He's probably just in denial. You know, don't nobody want to believe that they missed it. You know, they're in denial because they couldn't believe that we was right. And they're in denial right now, and they're watching it and can't believe they're going to make it. He'll see. He'll see.
You know, he used to tell me, you know, the story that he used to tell me about the 430 years in Egypt was flimsy from the start. Dad, I'm tired of telling man, that don't make no sense at all.
Don't make sense.
Period.
Hold on.
Yes,
hold on.
But now, you understand, they may not believe it now. They may still be on the fence, you understand, in that gray area, you understand. But wait till the next plague. I mean, next be another event.
It says that there is a prominent Texas man, network of hotels, got millions in taxpayer loans, irking small business and small lawmakers. He said he applied for the $126 million from the Government Paycheck Protection Program because his business is going under. The hotel business is going under. The hospitality business is going under. The tourist business is going under. I mean, really.
See, at first, for a while, I was thinking, maybe this is all a sham. I mean, not that the virus is a sham. I'm talking about part of their manipulation of trying to manipulate the system. You understand? What I mean by that is when, if and when, won't hire a whole lot of people anymore. You understand? It's only going.
No.
You understand? You know, it's only going to be a few to make, because I heard a guy saying, one of the governors of one of the states, that he's saying that he's giving them $15 an hour. You understand, for everybody to get that pay increase of $15 an hour, but that negates all of the people that they would hire. In order to pay that $15 an hour, somebody can't come to work. You understand? So it's going to be a lot of people out of work, but there's going to be more people making $15 an hour.
Wow. And listen, it says in Texas, just in Texas, they have had 254,199 unemployment claims.
Yep.
Texas has 4.7% unemployment rate, and this is critical. That's just
yep.
Texas.
Yep. I hate to tell you, you know, it's going to be a pretty thing. This is not going to be, you know, and a lot of people it's not going to make sense to, but this got to go down. This is part of bringing down this society that helped us captive all these years, and the mistreatment and all of that stuff. Oof. Almighty is powerful beyond compare.
Yes, he is. You better say that
it's
again.
On this, on the grand scale, you understand, everybody's affected.
Man, oh man, oh man. You know, you telling the truth. Whew. I mean, it has just impacted everything. It's that COVID-19 hotel industry impact. It's impacted everything and everybody. I mean, because when we were talking about going to Pittsburgh, I mean, we were trying to get hotel rooms at a decent rate, and they were trying to charge us the rate that we had in Washington, D.C. And it was like, no, we're not going to pay that kind of money to be in Pittsburgh. And all the kind, oh my gosh, and you looking now ain't nobody getting no money. Nobody.
Well, you can tell this story to your grandchildren and your great grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah, when we get out of here.
You're getting out of here, Sister Yaina. You got to have faith and trust in the Almighty and do what you say. Do what you say you think you need to do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know we're leaving. I said we'll tell the story when we leave. Once we get out of here, we can definitely tell them the story then, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is serious business. Everything is going in the toilet. And they're trying to hurry up and open it back up, but people are still sick. The cruise liners and stuff is out of, they're out of whack. They're not doing anymore. Some of them were stranded in the waters because Florida and some of the other places wouldn't let them dock because they had sick people on it. It says Norwegian Cruise Line reportedly taps Goldman Sachs to sell stake. So Goldman Sachs is selling their stake in the Norwegian Cruise Line.
Again?
It says Carnival sells 8% stake to the Saudis after dire financial warning. So they selling their stakes to Saudi Arabia. That's Carnival Cruise Line. It says U.S. travel aid spending plunges 90% in the month of March. 90%. Do you know how much money is generated by the hospitality industry, the cruise lines, the airlines, the tourist places, all the places where multiple people gather for entertainment? They done shut all that down. Can you imagine the money that the NBA is losing and the NFL is losing from all the sales of the tickets and the season passes and all the memorabilia and all the stuff? Can you imagine?
I can imagine. That's all I can do is imagine.
That's a lot. The stadium's just empty. The concession stands and the contractors and the food service people and the,
That's going to be a pretty thing.
Brother Domi Aya has brought it to a complete halt.
Yep. And people think, some people think they're going to get away, but they're not. They're not going to get away. Almighty's going to get everybody, all the nations that held us captive, got to pay.
That is too much right there. You just looking, you like, oh, my gosh. And then they still having the draft. They still going through that. It's like, why? I guess they still got to go through the motions.
What do you mean draft? Football?
I mean, aren't they still drafting people for the NFL and the NBA and all that stuff?
Oh, well, they think that they're coming back to, you know, they're going to modify this situation, the coronavirus. You understand, you know, where everybody wearing masks or whatever, however they're going to do it, they think they're going to modify that so that they can get the NFL and so that they can play at some point.
I mean, they can always play with themselves, but what about the tickets to the sales of the games is what generates that money?
Well, you know, that's the problem that they're going to have to fix. But I don't think it's going. You know, I think that this is the end of the ball game. I mean, it's the tip of the iceberg, but the end of the ball game. Because for a lot of situations and circumstances and nation, they, you know, a lot of stores can't bounce back. You understand? They threw. They done went under. You understand? Now they got to figure something. It's a mess, Sister Yaina, and there's nothing that we can do about it but watch this stuff unfold right before our eyes.
If
there's another way, please inform me. At least let me get an opportunity, you understand, to make a decision, you understand.
Hold on, I want you to hear this. Hold on just a minute. Let me get this up. I want you to hear this on how they got all this stuff going on. Just a second, I got you. All over the world, not just here, though, all over the world. All over the world. Everybody is going through something as it impacts the hotels just everywhere. It's just unbelievable. Hold on a minute. Here we go.
And some of the events, wedding banquets, and holiday reservations being canceled on the back of the coronavirus situation. How has the hotel industry been affected? Well, let's speak with Jean-Philippe Jacopin, General Manager of Orchard Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Jacopin. Can you elaborate on the impact that your hotel is feeling so far?
Yes, thank you, Glenda, and Chinese New Year is a very peak period for hotel, and the coronavirus outbreak has certainly affected our hotel and resulted in cancellation of events. Some guests have also chosen to cancel the travel plan and their room bookings. Our management is reviewing the cancellation from the individual hotel on a daily basis. That being said, we still have many events, room booking in the upcoming months, so we should see the bright thing ahead of us.
Mr. Jacobin, you mentioned there that the cancellations and the bookings, they're all being reviewed, but how far ahead are you seeing cancellations coming in? For example, are we already seeing cancellations for holiday bookings or events as far as the second half of this year?
Yes, indeed. The cancellation started in January, and we can already see cancellations coming in February, March, and April. We are quite happy with events, as today a lot of events did not really cancel, they just postponed. So we
You said they've been canceling since January. January, February, March, he said, and some of April, and some of them coming, they didn't cancel, they just postponed. That's canceling.
Okay.
That's the hotel industry. And then I heard that the military has taken a hit because of the sailors and stuff that's been got sick, that they had to dock a couple of those boats and stuff like that, or what's going on with them. It's like, wow, you know? Crucial. This is serious. Hold on, here we go. Hold on just a minute. Let me see.
Holiday industry for it. Interesting interview, Akiko.
That's right, Brian. I spoke with the CEO of Best Western Hotels and Resorts, certainly one of the many hotels that have been hit hard by all the cancellations of their travel plans. You've got 5,000 hotels worldwide and roughly 2,000 here in the U.S., just about 300 closed so far. He, of course, is looking to the government for additional aid, but right now he says a lot of what they are trying to do in terms of planning for the turnaround is not going to be specifically something that they can control. Take a listen.
For us to recover, you have to overcome this consumer confidence challenge. And it's going to depend a great deal on how the virus pans out going forward. And if we can find a cure for it, I'm optimistic that we would find a cure for it soon. At some point in the future, we need a vaccine so people feel comfortable about traveling. This virus is going to forever change our lives. And it's about finding a new normal and what we need to do to make sure people are comfortable traveling again and staying in hotels again. And as well, because there's so many layoffs right now, people have to feel good about their job security, and companies have to feel good about the confidence going into the future. So there are a lot of factors to consider.
You heard that, didn't you? That's the CEO of Best Western. He said it's going to be a new normal because people are afraid. They're scared. And they have to feel confident about coming, traveling among other people, going in the hotel lobbies with other people, sleeping in hotel rooms where other people have slept, sitting on chairs other people have sat on. I mean, all of it.
Okay.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Well, when he do it, don't he? Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Told you, man, this is the hand of the Almighty. There's no possible way it could be any other way. He said that he going to judge these folks, all of them that held us captive. And he got everybody.
That is critical. Do you hear me? I mean, hold on one moment. Let me get this one. Got to put this one on there. Listen.
Auto industry, Nissan and Fiat, Chrysler joining Ford, Honda, Toyota, and GM in slamming the brakes on production temporarily due to the pandemic. So widespread factory closings in a number of states due to market conditions and efforts to deep clean those facilities. But, you know, then we're talking about a lot of people losing their jobs and then still facing a car payment on top of that. So we want to tell you, you have options, and ABC's Gio Benitez joins us now with that. So many people are going to be listening very closely to what you have to say, Gio.
Yeah, and we've been looking at what automakers are doing right now, because a lot of them are actually offering these deferred payments, whether you own or whether you lease a car. Here's what we're finding right now. Hyundai is offering a deferral of up to 6 months if you lose your job because of COVID-19 and you got or you're getting a car anyway. anywhere between March 14th and April 30th. Nissan, Toyota, GM, Fiat, Chrysler, they say they're handling this on a case-by-case basis. And Ford just telling us that it's actually offering up to 6 months of payment relief. Now, in fact, Ford has actually released this commercial. You're looking at it right now. And that ad focusing on what it's done in the past, they say that they are going to help you, but you're just going to have to call and find out if you qualify. Now, a lot of these companies, they're also offering 90-day deferred payments if you're buying a new car. Great if you really need one right now, but remember, these are uncertain times. So you really need to think about whether you're going to go ahead and get a new loan now.
Yeah, and for people who have lost a job, we have nowhere to go. Some people need to get rid of their car. Of course, you could always sell it, but what if you have a lease? That's not necessarily an option.
So lease trading is an option. You still want to go ahead and call your lender first. That's the first thing. But lease trading is actually an option, and you can go online. There are some reputable companies that are doing that right now, but that's an option, and it's very popular.
All right, and there is word, this is interesting, that the big three could be playing a new role in fighting against this virus. Tell us how.
Yeah, so GM and Ford are actually telling us that they are actually looking into the possibility of producing different medical equipment, producing ventilators. They actually have a long history of doing this in the past during times of crisis. Now they say they're ready to help again.
Yeah, much like at wartime, and we are certainly at war against the coronavirus. Gio Benitez, thank you.
You heard that, don't you? That's the auto industry.
Yep.
Now we in touch the hospitality industry, the auto industry. Man, this is getting crazy.
Woo-wee!
I mean, man.
Did you ever think it was never going to be like this? I know this never was one of your scenarios or anybody's scenarios. Nobody could come up with something like this.
I mean, but when y'all say something, he mean it. I mean, we got to come to the conclusion that when y'all say something, he mean it. And he means what he say.
He says what he means, and he means what he say.
Hold on, let me get this one in here. We might as well do the airline industry. Here we go. Here we go. One moment.
And I may be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think it changed in a very major way, and it's obviously changed in the fact that they're
this is Warren Buffett.
Four companies are each going to borrow, you know, perhaps an average of at least 10 or 12 billion each. Well, you have to pay that back out of earnings over some period of time. I mean, you're 10 or 12 billion dollars worse off if that happens, and of course, in some cases, they're having to sell stock or sell the right to buy a stock at these prices. And that takes away from the upside down. And I don't know whether 2 or 3 years from now that as many people will fly as many passenger miles as they did last year. They may and they may not. But the future is much less clear to me about how the business will turn out through absolutely no fault of the airlines themselves. But something that was a low probability event happened, and it happened to hurt particularly whether it's the travel business, the hotel business, cruise business, theme park business, but the airline business in particular. And of course, the airline business has the problem that if the business comes back 70% or 80%, the aircraft don't disappear. So you've got too many planes, and it didn't look that way when the orders were placed a few months ago and arrangements were made. But the world changed for airlines, and I wish them well. But it's one of the businesses we have. We have businesses we own directly that are going to be hurt significantly. The virus will cost Berkshire money. It doesn't cost money because of our stock and various other businesses moves around. I mean, if XYZ, which is, say, is one of our holdings, and we own it as a business and we like the business, the stock was down 20 or 30 or 40%. We don't feel we're poor in that situation. We felt we were poorer in terms of what actually happened to those airline businesses, just as if we don't 100% of them. So that explains those sales, which are relatively minor, but I want to make sure that nobody thinks that that involves a market prediction.
Wow. Ooh. Big boy stuff. You said you got too many planes. Even if it do come back, we ordered all those planes, and you're going to have too many planes and not enough consumers flying in them planes.
Yep.
This is serious. Man, y'all, you know what? You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. He has brought this to a halt. Jeez.
I'm trying to figure out, sister, you know, if there's anybody out there that can't see this unfolding. I mean, Hebrew Israelites can't see this unfolding the way the Almighty has said. He said he's going to pay all of those nations that held us captive. He was going to judge them. You understand? And here we got a pandemic that's all over the earth. It's really a bad situation. I mean, we may not see the real ramifications of it. You understand? All we see is where we at, you know. But this is happening all over the world, all over, all the nations, Africa, you understand, China, you understand, France, all the nations is affected by this here. So what else? If that's not the hand of the Almighty, please show me something else. How does this work? And they ain't got no vaccine. You understand? And testing that ain't sure with testing. This is the hand of the Creator, man, right here.
Gotta be, Brother Donia. I ain't finished. We're going to lay it all out for you right now. Hold on just a minute. Let me make sure that we get this together and make sure it got some sound to it. Because I don't want no music playing. I want to be able for you to be able to hear it so we can put this on record so don't nobody have no misunderstanding. Because this is serious.
We saw them close their parks in China first.
Hold on a minute.
Their theme parks closed, but they're slowly reopening.
All right, here we go.
Disney because we saw them close their parks in China first. Now all of their theme parks closed, but they're slowly reopening in Asia. Dan Roberts, a lot of people getting ready for Disney to take a big hit. Help put this in perspective for us.
Yeah, Disney earnings, Adam, coming on May 5, and the numbers are not going to be pretty for the parks. I mean, there was a time that lasted nearly a month where all the parks in the world were closed, and now we're going to start to see the ones in Asia open up, as you say, but not in the U.S., and it's unclear when in the U.S. The company has furloughed nearly 100,000 parks workers, which made sense, although it was a brutal number to see because the parks weren't open. And this is the profit engine for the company. That was true for a few years, but last year, again, rose more than 10%, the profit did from the parks. And it was sort of the quiet driver. I mean, the glitz and the glam with Disney was the streaming and the media and Marvel and Pixar, and that's what we often focus on. But the parks are the quiet profit engines. This was brutal for Disney to have the parks closed. And there are people now, I think, who are getting a little ahead of themselves, kind of projecting out that the parks won't necessarily return to big profits right away, that people will now be hesitant to go to the Disney parks and bring their families, even once they're allowed to open, because of coronavirus and social distancing. So there are some analysts expecting big losses, not just for 2020, but then to 2021, projecting that the parks won't really return until 2022. I think it's a little early to say that. I think once things reopen, why would you assume that families won't go to Disney parks anymore? But it's certainly a problem for the company, and it's not the only problem they have. I mean, ESPN right now, which it owns, no live sports. So there are a number of problem areas for Disney. They also can't film new projects right now. Disney Plus subscribers has been a little bit of a silver lining, but we're going to hear a lot more on May 5th.
And Dan, I have a comment and also a question for you. The comment would be that the sort of strength of Disney in the past had been the interrelatedness of parks with other parts of the business, right? You have a movie franchise that then have a ride at one of the parks, and you have products tied to the ride and to the movie franchise, so it all works together. So obviously, the parks are closed. You have to wonder if there's spillover into some of those other areas or that sort of cycle. The other thing I would ask is, even if the parks do open, presumably they would open with increased safety and social distancing precautions. So that profitability that you just talked about for the parks, you wonder how much that's going to take a hit. What's going to happen to margins when you're charging the same prices and you have the same operating expenses, if not more, and fewer people?
Yeah, to your first point, Julie, look no further than Star Wars. I mean, you know, Disney World was had just opened its big Star Wars attraction, Galaxy's Edge, and then coronavirus hits and they shut the parks down. So that's a real problem for them. You're right. You can imagine that such things will return and still maybe be an attraction once the parks reopen. But now you're getting further and further away from The Rise of Skywalker, which, you know, that movie coming out. So now they've kind of missed the peak buzz window for the Star Wars attraction. Now, to your point about changing things even when they open, I think you can assume that a lot of people that go, even when the coast is clear, so to speak, will want to wear masks. Disney is already selling bundles of masks that have Disney characters on them, which is smart, and the money is going to help coronavirus, you know, relief efforts and medical professionals. But, yeah, I think that things might look very different, at least for a little while, when they reopen. I mean,
wow. That's Disney. They laid off 100,000 workers. 100,000. They closed down all their theme parks across the world, and they said they reopened the ones in Asia, but the United States is not open. 100,000 workers are unemployed.
Yep, and it's iffy if they're getting their unemployment insurance. Half of them is getting their unemployment insurance.
Yeah.
They have a problem with that.
So the automobile industry, the hospitality industry, the hotel industry, the airline industry, the theme park industry, all of these people or all of these industries are shut down.
Okay.
Man. And then like me and my daughter was saying, they need to forgive the student loans, because come on now, nobody has any money to pay that mess off. Nobody has any. People are busy trying to survive. And even though they have extended the payments out until September, people are unemployed.
Hello?
People are unemployed. Boy, y'all is smooth. Ain't he smooth? He is smooth.
You know, so, the irony of it, you understand, is that we didn't have to start from, you know, building this up, man. All of a sudden, he put it out there, and 3-4 months later, everybody screwed up. Everybody is messed up. That's a shame, boy. It's a sad, sad thing.
Crucial. Smooth. He shut all this mess down. Well, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. There's nothing you can say. All you can say is wow.
Ain't nothing else you can say, man. Trust in the Almighty, man. He'll say what's out there. Jacob shall be saved out of it. That's what he said. I will never make an end to Israel. Never.
You know, it's just it's done went through like wildfire, all through the prison industries and oh my goodness, they talking about that people don't want to pay rent. And I saw an article the other day on television. It was an interview where they were talking about how they're not wanting to pay rent. The lady said she had bought, I think she had 14 houses. You know how they get into them commercials? Oh, buy real estate, invest in real estate. You can get rich investing in real estate. All you got to do is buy these houses and fix them up and rent them out to people, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. Well, she got caught up in that. She had 14 of them. And she said, what did she say, 6? Or 7 of them? She's only getting rent out of 6 or 7 of them. A few of them is empty, and the other people can't afford to pay the rent. They ain't answering her phone call. And she was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to get a job. She said, because I can't do this like this no more. Think about all those people that got caught up in all them investment tricks. Oh, buy this house and fix it up and flip it and flip this and flip that and yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got us. They got everybody locked into this false sense of security.
Yeah. Yeah. Crucial. It is
when they bought them homes and everything that it was supposed to go on with no hitch until they had the Almighty in it.
Critical.
She just knew she was going to be all right, man. 14 houses, I understand. I would have went for the deal, too, if I had had any money. But, and this was without warning. You understand? You know, nobody said, well, there's going to be this going on next month. You understand? And we might not be able to get or even a year's advance notice. None of this happened before. That's why I say it's the hand of the Almighty, because we ain't getting no advance warning or nothing. Yeah, we did give out advance warning, did we? We told them to get stacked up. But we didn't think about any plague or pandemic such as this. I didn't think about it.
Yep, crucial. That is critical. Oh, Lord have mercy. And you know, you just don't know how he's coming when he comes, because he said he was coming, and you just don't know how he's coming when he comes. You don't know how he's going to come. And he came, though, didn't he? He sure came. You know, you got billionaires talking about, well, we don't know what the future going to look like. We don't know how it's going to end up, what it's going to end up being. You just don't know. So, you know, this is when you have all these, the handwriting on the wall like this, you know, everybody needs to be very careful with what they do from this point on. I mean, my son and his wife are talking about buying a house for the first time. And it's like they got all kind of stuff out here. They do. I don't want to steer him away from it. I'm like, yeah, they do, and they got programs for us first time, but yeah, they have all that. But we don't know how these jobs go last.
That's correct.
They do. No.
Almighty, powerful beyond compare.
Shoot. I want to buy another house, but I don't know about all this. Yeah, this is a lot, you know, to be able to go in that debt, and then you don't know whether you're going to be able to pay for it or not.
Well, see, you got
to go to the housing market again.
If you know, at this particular juncture where we at, Sister Yaina, you understand, it might be a good idea for you to do that, but you got to have in mind that you could drop this here, you know, like a hot potato, man. You understand? If anything else go down, you know, if the Almighty call us back home and show us the way we're going to get there and everything like that, you got to be able to drop that.
Check this out. Check this out right here. Oh, my Lord. Hold on just a minute. Check this out. I'm going to let you in. We're going to talk about this. Because, I mean, you know, they got houses up for sale all day. You just don't know. You really don't know what it's going to be like. You have no idea what's getting ready to happen. It's just too much going on. They call it another housing crisis. You just don't know.
And in this video, we're going to assist you in real estate practice that is due to the industry.
Hold on a minute. Let me get this back here, and I'm going to play it for a minute.
Prices will soon disappear. Others can be overly anxious about how long it's going to last and how deep the consequences of this outburst could hit them. A number of Americans are already feeling a hint of the weight of this economic crash on their backs. And in this video, we're going to assess the imminent real estate crash that is concerning many of them. The stock market crash has made investors and homebuyers discouraged and wondering if the housing market isn't the next piece in this domino effect fall. As stated by a survey done in April by the National Association of Realtors, 90% of their members affirmed the current outbreak has considerably decreased home buyer interest. More than half of the clients decided to postpone their purchase until the situation calms down a bit more. Two-thirds of them are expecting lower prices. According to a recent publication on the Balancers website, there are 10 warning signs that can help you predict an incoming crash. Using this list as a base and adding guidance from the data we collected from renowned web portals such as Investopedia, RateHub, and PR Newswire, we are going to explain how every one of these aspects can contribute to a collapse in this market on a greater to a lower extent. Asset bubbles bursting. Now,
so they're talking about they got 10 signs to be able to watch and watch the housing market go through a crash. Oh, so you'll be able to get some cheap houses this time, like 2008. This is critical. If we get to stay in them, because I don't know how long we're going to be here, to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I know we got some other things that we got to watch with the temple going up and all that, but we might be in the, we might be over in the other land before all that jump off. I just don't know. We have to see how the multi play this out. Don't start selling nothing, everybody, because as soon as we say that, people start selling their stuff. That's not what we're saying. Don't sell nothing. Leave it just like it is, because we just don't know. Nobody knows.
Absolutely.
Y'all watch what you say, because people get to panicking. Oh, my God, y'all ain't an infant. It is over. I did not say that. Area code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air. 904?
Take yourself off the
mute. Yeah. Serious business. It is some serious stuff going on. Eric 904, we can't hear you. Your phone is on mute or something. Yeah. Critical. All these loans and all this stuff. I mean, all the banks are starting to pull back on some of their programs and stuff because people don't have no job.
Well, you know, trying to buy into the housing market and everything like that, but you just got to understand that ain't nothing, you know, ain't nothing sure right at this particular juncture. You understand? You just got to play it by ear. You
know,
and be ready to put all your eggs in that basket.
Well, nevertheless, y'all said he was going to deliver us. I believe he's going to deliver us. We're going to let him keep doing what he said he's going to do, and we're going to trust him and keep him moving because that's all we got at this point. And we just get ready. All we can say is get ready, get ready, get ready, because his word don't come back void. He say what he mean, and he mean what he say, and this place has seriously taken a hit. It has taken a hit. In every possible industry, it has taken a hit. We ain't even talking about the meat markets and how they done closed down the meat manufacturers and the warehouses and all that. That's just critical. That's incredible.
To say the least.
Incredible. Well, I don't know what else we can say, Brother Donnell. It's just you and me talking. So I tell you what, why don't we just take this time to end the class early today since we've been talking about it all and we've been said it all and ain't nothing else to really say other than brace yourself and get ready for y'all and and watch it, as he said, judgment. It looked like a judgment around the world. I mean, seriously. Looked like it's judgment around the world. Don't forget our classes, our men's call that we having on Tuesday night. The number for the men's call is 720-820. What's the rest of it, Brother William?
1215.
1215. 720-820-1215. Thank you, Brother Donia. Every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the women's call is 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154102 pound. You know, I don't know. It's just time that, you know, if you don't believe y'all now, I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't know what it's going to take to get this going. But we'll be here as long as you said we can, and as long as this stuff is open and we're allowed to speak on these outlets and these platforms, we will be here to help you get through it, to answer any questions you may have. We'll try to answer them to the best of our ability, you know, but, you know, this is the time now that we have to understand all this came to pass, then the other part is coming too. If he said judgment, then we looking at judgment. If he said afterwards we was going to leave with great substance, we on our way out of here. You agree, Brother Donia?
Say that again.
I said, do you agree?
I agree, yeah. Wholeheartedly.
That's the most I said we was leaving, we leaving. If it was going to be judgment, it's going to be judgment. And it ain't nothing nobody going to be able to do about it. It's going to be judgment. All praises to the Most High, Yah. And that's all we can do. And he said, we coming with great substance. I don't know where the substance is coming from, but we're going to leave with great substance. If you're ready to leave with great substance. And then whenever that happens, it's going to happen. If this is happening, that's got to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Almighty say what he mean, and he mean what he say.
Yes, he do.
There's nothing that you can do right now except for ask for forgiveness.
That's it. That is it in a nutshell. I don't see Brother Yerushalayim on here. Brother Yerushalayim, are you here? If you are, push one. I don't see him on here. I don't know. I'm going to have to see if everything is all right with him. But, you know, we got to keep everybody in our prayers. We're going to be praying for you all. I still get up at 6 o'clock in the morning through the week and do my prayer. I've been praying for us, all the people of the nation of Yehuda and the Israelites and, you know, our children and our children's children and, you know, all of those who lost loved ones in the coronavirus. We've been praying. You know, but keep your social distancing. Don't take this stuff for granted. You know, don't be so overly anxious that you can't sit still. Go somewhere and sit still because, you know, you don't want to test the Most High. You know, have a seat and just do what you got to do and go from there because it's too much. It's too much at stake. We're right there on the verge of a miracle, a blessing. We're right there on the verge of being able to go back home to where we came from, which is unprecedented. I mean, this is something that's going to be, it's going to be watched by the whole world. If they try to hide it, it's going to be noticed by the whole world. You know, that we're coming out of everywhere. We're coming out of every nation, going back to where we came from, which is the Middle East. We're going back by way of the Mediterranean Sea. You know, all of the places that we used to be in. And it's just exciting to know that one day that's going to be a reality, that the Most High said he was going to get us, and he's going to get us. Well, that his word does not come back void. Don't come back void. Clearly it ain't coming back void. I always say, you know, you can tell how well an infrastructure is by how they react when you catch them off guard. how well the people are trained, what type of emergency preparedness they have, and all this when you catch them off guard. And clearly, we have been caught off guard in America. And the sweater is unraveled all the way up to the chest. Somebody done pulled the string. It's unraveling. Brother, don't know. When you see the Warren Buffett and stuff selling their stuff, you know some drama done jumped off. You know it's serious business. They said, oh, no, we got to go. We ain't going to be able to get the weed down.
Okay.
And he went to stuttering, like, well, I don't want to say this has anything to do with the market, but will you jump and chip? So something is happening because you jump and chip. When you start selling out stuff, that means you jump and chip. For real. You know?
Critical.
I mean, he said, you just got too many planes. Even if 70% of it come back, it's just too many planes out there. And we didn't know that when we had ordered all those planes. I mean, you know, you had so many little bitty airline companies like Northwestern and Southwest, however they are, whatever the names of them was, and people was flying cheap. All that stuff been shut down. Shut down. And we're going to pray for Social Security and SSI and all that stuff. That it remains, you know what I'm saying, that we may be able, because I don't know, if we here by the time we get to retire, I don't know if there's going to be none left. I mean, this is going to be able to be different. Everybody keeps saying we got to brace ourselves for a new normal.
Yep. I don't know what that is. What's to be expected?
Man, everybody be encouraged. Keep your eyes open and keep your knees bent and ask y'all for forgiveness and continue to pray and watch as well as pray. The Bible tells you to watch as well as pray. Watch as well as pray. And see, that the thing to get me is everybody smoked at me. And that's, I got to say this. Because, you know, I know there's certain people on this radio show listening, on the classes listening, people that I interact with every day, and they smirked at me. Everybody smirked in 2019 when we was going to Washington, D.C., and they twisted up their lips and laughed. It ain't funny now, though. It ain't funny. There's some serious stuff jumping off. It ain't funny now. Man,
that's real.
That's real. You don't believe it. Shoot.
It's all right.
And it ain't finished. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying it's all right. When they ain't got nothing going, there ain't nothing going on. You understand? But now, it's got real.
It's real. Yes, it has. It got real. And everybody looking like, oh, shoot, what is this? Shut the country down. Streets empty. Stores closed. Malls empty. Churches shut down. Schools shut down. Universities shut down. They sent all the kids home from the university and told them, you can no longer stay on campus. It's been shut down. All the big, pretty campuses and stuff is empty. No janitors, no night workers, no security guards, nothing. Empty.
Yeah. Now we don't see who believes in the Almighty or not. We don't see.
Critical. I'm telling you. It's serious business. Empty. All of them is empty. People scared to go to the hospital. They don't know what's going on. They're like, man, I ain't going up in there.
Right.
And remember I told you the last time I went, the nurse was standing by the door like, whatever you do. He was singing a song. He was like, whatever you do, stay out of here, stay out of here. And I told him, I said, you ain't got to say that twice. I won't be back. He sure did. He was from the other nation, too. He was standing there with the broom like he was sweeping. He said, whatever you do, stay out of here, stay out of here. And gave me one of them looks. I said, you ain't got to say it twice. I heard you loud and clear. No. They either got it so now, well, you ain't even got to go to the doctor. You can video chat with the doctor and tell him your symptoms, and they call you something in at the pharmacy. You know, that's some George Jackson stuff. You know, that's the Jacksons. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, this is crucial.
Yeah, I got one of those doctors.
Well, huh?
I mean, my doctor calls me, you understand, but she had a first visit. My first visit, you know, gave me a physical examination, you understand, and now she just called, and now they got my blood pressure. I got a blood pressure machine that when I take my blood pressure, it goes to their office, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I think it's a good deal. You understand about the doctor coming visit you. You understand because now, you understand, anything that you was not doing, she can catch up on it.
Yeah, gotta stay safe because they gotta keep themselves safe. You know, so go get you some vitamins, start eating right, keeping that dietary law, and really protecting yourself and your children. And I want to say something, too. This is just a little tip that I want to share with you. If you have any problems with bowels or using the bathroom or anything, I'm going to tell you what to go get to solve that problem. Now, let me warn you, though, because my dad told me that. I'm telling you, he said, I'm having a problem. I ain't winning a week. I said, a week? He was like, I'm having a problem. They done gave me all this stuff, and it ain't working. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what to go get. And I said, I'm warning you now, and I'm going to warn you all, if you go get this stuff, you better be at home because it do not clay. Go get some liquid calcium magnesium, and they make it in like blueberry form. It's a white, it's like a white liquid, and it's not a bad taste. And only take a tablespoon the first day. If you take a tablespoon the first day, and drink water, I promise you by the second day you'll be doing what you need to do. It worked so good, I mailed him some. And he said, I ain't never taking no more of that stuff. I said, Daddy, why? What happened? He said, oh, my goodness. He said, I just took a teaspoon. He said, that was 4 days ago. I still can't stop. I said, well, I mean, it works. And I'm telling you, it works. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. It's called calcium magnesium.
Okay.
Again?
I was asking you what
you said. Liquid calcium magnesium, you buy it at the vitamin store. All natural. Liquid calcium magnesium. I'm telling you, if I can't tell you nothing else, it works. So, you know, we got to make sure we clean ourselves out and really start taking care of ourselves like we used to do in the olden days. You know, them remedies work. You know, them remedies work. I'm telling you. We got to start taking care of ourselves and make sure that we all right. Do what we have to do. We got to be in shape. You know, we don't want to be somewhere falling over and have to go to the hospital. And a lot of the illnesses that we have is because of what we eat.
That is correct.
So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to share that with you. Brother Donnell, you have anything else you want to share?
No, I just want everybody, man, to be careful and cognizant of what they're doing and try to stay healthy. All praises to the high and holy name.
Yes, definitely wear your gloves and your mask. Now, listen, don't wear gloves and go touch everything and open a bag of potato chips and eat the potato chips with the gloves on. That's counterproductive.
Okay.
Some people put the gloves on and then go open the potato chip bag and eat the potato chips with the gloves on. You done touched everything and contaminated the gloves. Let's be sensible about what we're doing and pay attention.
Absolutely.
You gotta make it's gotta make sense. When you bring your groceries home, wipe that stuff off. Wipe them containers off, wipe those bags off, wipe that stuff off because somebody has been touching those things.
Absolutely.
The girl at my job, she says, I don't have any more Clorox wipes. I said, what you talking about? She said, I can't do it because I don't have any more Clorox wipes. I said, there ain't always been Clorox wipes. What are you talking about? I said, get you some Clorox in a bowl and some dishwashing liquid and get you a rag with some hot water and wipe that stuff down.
Absolutely.
She said, I didn't think about that. I'm like, what? Clorox wipes? You got a bottle of Clorox in a bowl.
Everybody in this society done got soft, man. They don't know nothing about doing any kind of work outside of going to work.
Oh, my goodness. She said she couldn't do it because she didn't have... I said, they ain't always made Clorox wipes. That's just a... Get that stuff and wipe that off. She said, but that's a good idea. We're going to have to get away from some of this stuff and go back to the old school and really begin to take care of ourselves like we were taught. Everybody be thinking of some old school remedies when we come back next week. So we can share some of that stuff on. So we can show some of these young people how to do things without always having to go get the unnatural things. We can do a whole lot of things and save ourselves. We just going back to the way we were before all this other stuff happened. Family and community. That's what it's going to end up being again. You know? And we're going to have to take care of each other. And, you know, we'll be there. Like I said, we'll be here as long as this stuff is up and running. And we'll be able to help one another out. If you need something, email me at the YehudaProject@gmail.com. I remember one lady yesterday said she wanted to see the picture, and she never emailed me. So, you know, we're going to do that again. If you email me, I'll send you the picture of the tabernacle with all the tents around it. You know, and don't forget Wednesday. Please be on the class Wednesday because at 8 o'clock, we have a new month and a new moon. We do this once a month. We're starting to keep the new moon and the month so that we'll get our own calendar together. And we're going to do that after the class on Wednesday, and it's going to be 8 o'clock. Everybody call in. It's going to be it's real short and sweet. Somebody's going to blow the shofar, and then Brother William is going to read the scripture and talking about the new moon, and we're going to make a declaration that we are in the second month or the third month of the year, and then that's it. And then we call it a day. Is that how you do it, Brother Donia?
Huh? Is that again?
He ain't listening to me. I said, that's right, right? That's how you do it?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Real short, sweet, and to the point. We might be on there 5 minutes, maybe not. But we have to start doing things right, so we're going to start doing that right and get that together. And then he'll be handling the High Holy Days for us and letting us know when the next High Holy Day is coming up. He's going to give us about 2 weeks in advance and let us know so we can start preparing and what we need to do and all that. And that's how we're going to move forward. What I'm doing is I'm trying to get some of this stuff off so we can let the brothers start doing this because this is something that they should do. So we're going to let them do it, and then we're just going to take a back seat and relax for a while, so we get that together. All right, on that note, I guess it's time for us to go. It's 5 minutes to 5. We usually end at 5 o'clock. Brother Donnie, do you have anything you want to say before we dismiss?
No, sister. I said my goodbye.
All right. Everybody, enjoy the rest of the week you have left. Enjoy next week, and let's get prepared to watch y'all do what he said he's going to do, and Israel, we got to get ready to go home. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom to everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, everyone.